So, it is a rainy, sleepless night, and it has been minutes since I have posted my little sexy audio for the ladies, and and I am on a caffeine buzz like nobody's business, and I'm gonna get me another drink of frickin' Sun Drop. So while y'all get situated, I'm going to pour me a glass of Sun Drop. This is some good stuff, I'm telling you. Oh my god. Would you look at that? Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, just listen to that fizz. Anyway, I'm sorry about that. Sorry, you have to withstand a few seconds of goofiness because of a frickin' drink. So yeah. So there was this questionnaire that I've been wanting to do for some time now, that Rob1514 posted, and it's the TWOC questionnaire. Oh my gosh, that's such a bad Boston accent. The TWOC questionnaire, the totally unofficial audio questionnaire, and there are a lot of good questions, and I thought, well, why not? Let me have a crack at 'em. Let me at 'em. So, yeah. So, without further ado, why not let us start? Okay. Number one, on your erotic scale, where does erotic audio rank when compared to other forms of adult entertainment, and why? Well, to me, audio always ranks at number one. Because the sound of a person's voice can just get me, can just automatically melt me, just like that. And it automatically makes me wet, and it doesn't take a lot when I hear a person moan and breathe and grunt or pant or sigh or whimper or anything. It just makes me, just makes me melt into a puddle. And I mean, well, with writing being ranked second and visual being ranked third, I would say you wouldn't have to see how much fun a person is having just to know how much passion he or she has in his voice, because you already know that they're having the best time of their life just recording that thing, and bonus points if they're really, really loud, because I love loud people. Because I consider myself a loud person when, I get off, and so I love it when people get loud when they come, and when they're really desperate and just, you don't have to see how desperate they are. You just have to, you could just listen to the desperate tone in her voice to know that they're having such a good time. Just, yeah. And number two, how long did you lurk on GWA before you posted an audio file? And were you coaxed into posting your voice? Well, I was, now, before I was Tarkus Trooper, I was somebody else. And so I've been here for a pretty good while, and I didn't really come on GWA until I discovered all the audio files that have been posted on Tumblr, the audio files posted on Tumblr from Reddit, on SoundCloud and such, and I've been sort of curious about. See, I tried posting to Literotica once, and it took too damn long to submit an audio. It just took too damn long to submit an audio of your own. So I thought, why not wait? Well, I mean, why wait when you can go on to GWA and you can post it right away? And that's just, yeah. Why? Yeah, that could be the new slogan. GWA, where you could post your sexy audios right away. That'd be a good slogan. Yeah, GWA, where you could post your sexy audios right away. That's a good one. So anyway, I was somebody else before I was Tarkus Trooper, but I did not like the name that I had. And so I decided to stick to a name that I really, really like. Hence why I have it now. It's Tarkus Trooper. Oh, I know it's the least feminine name I've ever come up with, but Tarkus Trooper, I'm a progressive rock fan, okay? Take it easy on me. I like Genesis, I like Yes, and all those kind of progressive rock groups. Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, hello. Carnival 9, that's the best song they've ever come up with. Anyway, I'm getting off subject. And I wasn't really coaxed into posting anything, because I thought, I've listened to all these audios, I want to let them know how horny they got me, so why not? Just post my voice of, post an audio of me just slicking away and just dirty talking until my little heart's content. So yeah, that's how it all started, and then, yeah, for 6 months, I've been Tarkus Trooper, the name that I love now. Number 3, have you voiced about your deepest, darkest secret desires on GWA, and will you? Well, I think I've already did that, because I've done some Fear Play audios, about one or two of them, and that is the deepest secret desire that I've made open about, because I've thought about posting something in the victim's point of view, but somehow it just made me want to get in touch with my vengeful, very seething, angry side. And usually when I post those kind of audios, it's just when I am so fucking angry about something. And so I just have to, like, yeah. If I can't take my anger out on somebody, I might as well take it out on you in an audio. Yeah. So, yeah. And so I'm slowly but surely getting into the topic of Fear Play and rape. I'm slowly but surely getting into it. Because at first I didn't really like that much. Okay, and now number 4. Which GWA recording is your favorite? And which one of your own recordings do you like the most? Oh gosh, it was many moons, many moons ago, where this one guy had an audio post that I like so much. Man, I have a lot of GWA recordings that are my favorites. Oh my good god. Oh, but let me start off with my favorite female recording. Oh my gosh. Dirty Girl Secrets. Oh, what was that? She had a female for female post, and she was awesome. She blew me away with that one. And it was like, oh, let me look it up, da-da-da-da-da-da, give me a second, let me pause the recording for a second. Oh, I found it, it's, Be My Good Girl. Oh, every time I think about that audio, I just get shivers all over my spine, because, oh my gosh, Dirty Girl's Secret is one of my favorite female posters, believe it or not. Oh my, she's just got a voice that's to die for. That woman is just, whew, smoking hot. Oof. And there was another, there was a, now there, here goes the male recordings. I'm trying to think, da 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 da. Ooh. Aha! Found it. It was this, if you guys, if you people ever heard of Holy Fictional, he is amazing. Oh my goodness. He's just flat out awesome. And my favorite recording he did was, this reading of one of my scripts. A lot of his recordings of my scripts are just freaking awesome. And, I can't think of, damn it. All of his recordings are awesome. But I have to think of this one. This is so hard. Why do you, Remember That Night. Remember That Night was the name of the recording, that he did. It was so, yeah, that's the only words that I would describe that audio that Holy Fictional did. Damn. You know, it's just, it's like, when he was hitting himself with a belt, in that one part, and he's like, whip me again, baby. I nearly collapsed. I am not shitting you. Oh my god. It was just the way he said it, and the way he just, whip me again, baby, is just, oh, dear god. I think I died and went to euphoria. Euphoric heaven. Oh my dear god. And anyway. Here we go with number five. And number five. What manner of usual public dress gets your blood pumping? Examples: a man in a suit, a woman in a suit, a woman in a summer dress, a man in a uniform, or a woman in cutoffs, etc. I love seeing a man in a business suit, of course. Yeah, I love seeing a guy in a business suit, especially when he's doming somebody. Oh my goodness. Like the businessman dom. It just makes me think of that. A businessman dom. It just sort of gets me in my gooies. And just the image of that makes me want to go in a good way. It's just, especially when he has a belt in his hand. Oh my god. Hell yeah. Who wouldn't say yes to that? Yeah. So, what a woman wears, I will, just seeing her in a t-shirt, in jeans, and no makeup whatsoever, it's beautiful to me. It's just very beautiful to me. It makes me want to run my hands all over her. Just dressed the way she is. It doesn't matter what she wears, it doesn't matter what a man wears. It just, whatever you're wearing, come to me. Well, except if you're wearing a clown suit, then that sort of throws it off, because I don't think I have a clown fetishism. I don't think I have a clown fetish. So yeah. Again, okay. Now, please forgive me, because I'm just high off the sun drop. Number six. What do you wear to bed? Usually I would wear pajama pants and a t-shirt. And sometimes I would wear like a night. But when it's really hot, I would usually wear a t-shirt and panties. Or a nightgown and panties. And that'd be it. But if sometimes when things get heated, you know, I usually go to bed in nothing. But most of the time, I have something to wear when I go to bed, because sometimes I feel self-conscious about what to wear in bed. Oh my goodness. Ugh. Yeah, so I wear pajama pants and t-shirt. Wow, that sounds so sexy. Number 7. Other than the bed, what is your favorite place in a house to have sex? Are you allowed to rephrase questions? Other than the bed, what is your favorite place would you like to have sex in the house? I'm a water baby, as many of you people know. But I would love to, like, have sex in the bathtub or in the shower. Because any place that is wet is automatically sexy to me when it's steamy and hot and wet and, it's a yes for me. It's a yes for me. You want to fuck in a shower? Yeah, baby, let's go. I wouldn't mind fucking somebody on the kitchen table. Now, that'd be so awesome. I did mention it once in one of my audios. Where I was just like, I want to fuck you on the kitchen table and just take you right there. Well, that was a good idea at the time. Still is. So, yeah. In number 8, has food such as whipped cream or chocolate, for example, come into play during sex? If yes, do tell. Not really, no. No, but it would be nice, though, to have something sweet to nibble on. Yeah, just... Food play is pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. Just choose which condiments that you would use in bed. Which, this kind of reminds me of this, thing I watched in a Blue Collar Comedy Tour, and they were talking about this this scene in 9 1/2 Weeks, where they had the food play scene, and they were like, "Yeah, we would use that, but we had bologna and string cheese, and that wasn't sexy." So yeah, so that just instantly made me think of that. So I'm sorry. Number 9, after a night out, have you ever woken up in the morning next to someone you really didn't know? Not really. I don't really get out that much. As I am ashamed to say this, I don't really get out that much, as much as I would like to. As much as I used to, but... yeah, it's really sad. Number 10, ever had a threesome, a foursome, a moresome? And if not, is it something you would ever do? No, I never had a threesome or a foursome or any of those. But it would be nice to. I mean, it would be nice to, whether it be male, female, male, or female, female, male, then that's freaking awesome. Or any of those, in that category, I would just love it. Just love to have a threesome or a foursome. But let's just start with threesome. I prefer threesomes. So, yeah. Because there was this guy that introduced me to the idea of having a threesome, and I was just like, I'll think about it. But then after a while, when we chatted about it, I was slowly warming up to it, and then, hell yeah, I wanna do that. I just wanna do that so bad. And I did mention that in another audio of mine. So, yeah. Sorry. Number 11. Would you rather be tied up or be the one tying the knots? both, but not at the same time, though. Of course, not at the same time, but I would like to be... I would like to... Both, yeah. Because, as I mentioned before, I am a Switch. And... It just depends on which mood I'm in, whether I'm in a submissive mood or a dominating mood, because most of the time I'm in a dominating mood, but there are some times where I could be submissive, and so yeah, I say yes to both, And number 12, when you are nearing an orgasm, what words or phrases will make you come? Duh, fuck me harder. I mean, yeah, I would like to hear it from either a man or a woman or anybody else. It doesn't matter who says it, as long as you tell me to fuck you harder. It just makes me come, just like that. It makes me come just like that when you say, hell, when you say fuck me, it just does it. I've mentioned this time and time again, and I know everybody's getting really tired of it. And so, yeah. And number 13, do you have multiple orgasms? And what is your record number of orgasms in one day? It's very rare that I have multiple orgasms, but I did have some instances where I come twice, but it happens on rare circumstances. You know what I'm saying? The most orgasms I've ever had in a day were two. Not at the same time, but during the same session. And it's sort of sad when you only have two orgasms. So I'm a double orgasmer. Isn't orgasmer a word? It should be. An orgasmer or an orgasme. Yeah. Excuse my hyperness. I'm the sun drops making me dumb along with being hyper. So, don't ignore that. Number 14, which fantasy do you wish would come true? Really? I would love it if I would have to, I would tie a person down. I mean, tie a man down. And just... He would have no other choice than to have me fuck his cock hard. And he wouldn't have no power to tell me how to do it. Or tell me how fast, tell me how slow. The only words he is allowed to say is, please, mistress, fuck me. And nothing else. Please, mistress, more mistress. Yeah, that'd be sexy. Number 15. Have you and a lover made sex videos? And have you shared them with anyone else? Well, not with a lover. But I did post some to YouTube. But there were no... it was just the sound-only videos. It was just videos of me making noises. And just moaning and getting myself off. And it was just... some instances where these people would... go on YouTube and say, I really like your voice, it's very sexy. And then there's others that say, ugh, you sound like a boy. You better, just stop making these videos. You're so perverted. La 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 la. And so, yeah, it's been a while since I've made a YouTube video, a YouTube moaning video at that. And so, yeah. 16, have you ever gotten so wet or so erect in public that you had to go find a private place? Do tell. Almost. I gotten wet. When I was at school, I was listening to this one song. I forgot which song it was. where there were sex noises in it. I forgot where what song it was. It wasn't a sex audio. It was just a song that had a bunch of sex noises in it. What was this? Damn. Hold on, let me find it. Let me pause it for a minute. Aha! There, I found it. It was this this disco song by the TCs called the Disco Love Bite, or just Disco Love Bite. And there were a lot of saucy sex noises in that one. It just hearing that in the middle of that song, it made me so freaking wet. And it didn't help that I was at school listening to it. I was in the computer lab, and we were allowed to listen to music and such. And I went across this gym because I heard that it was produced by one of the former Yes members, Trevor Rabin. Yeah, and I was just curious to see it, and there were a bunch of sex noises in it, and I was like, oh dear God, this is not the place to do that. No. Oh dear. But I was almost tempted to go into the bathroom and rub one out, but I didn't want to get caught. I wanted to be a good girl. So yeah. Number 17. What part of your body, excluding genitalia, ass, or tits, instantly... What? Excluding tits? What? Anyway. Instantly becomes erogenous when touched, kissed, or licked the right way. Describe. Well, I know the neck. The neck is very, very sensitive. When I run my fingertips down, it's so gently. And then there's the back of my knees and my feet. Oh my gosh, I'm originally ticklish when it comes to my feet, but when I get really hot and bothered, extra ticklish. Just expect me to laugh my head off when you try to stimulate me there. Just try and suck my toes. But if you're not into that, that's good. But that's okay too. But if you try and suck my toes, just expect a laughing fit. Just expect a bunch of giggling fits. That's all I'm gonna say. Number 18. How much does the size of his cock, her tits, or her pussy matter to you? Why? None of that matters. None of that matters at all. It's just a person. If that person is willing to make you feel good, and nothing really matters. Nothing ever matters. I don't care how much junk you have to pack. I don't care how much you have on a rack. I don't care how much you have to offer down there. It just doesn't matter at all. None of it. If you can make me feel good, then that matters, okay? Size has nothing to do with it. And I'm being honest. Size has nothing to do with it. 19. What is your idea of good foreplay? Well, a lot of humorous teasing, of course, just trying to egg me on to do it, yeah. And a really steamy makeout session. Now that's my idea of really good foreplay. It's just you have somebody egging you on, sort of teasing you, kind of making some jokes, throwing some jokes at you here and there, and then before you know it, you're just wrapped in each other's arms and just wrapped all over somebody's body, just kissing them until they can't breathe. Now that is really good foreplay right there. That is really good foreplay. And last but not least, 2020. Have you role played? And what is your favorite role play? Oh, yes, I have role-played, but not in person, though. I've done it more than a few times over the phone and over the internet. But my favorite role-play is playing, like, of course, the Dom. It's just having this sort of control over the typer on the other side, or the person on the other side of the phone, this telling them to say what you want them to say and telling them to do what you want them to do. It feels nice to have that power. And maybe that's why I like domming so much, is because you have that sort of course, you have that power to make them do what you want them to do for you. And it's, in a way, it's very exhilarating. It is. So, yeah. Yeah, so I guess that's it. And I hope you guys tried to bear with me through my hyperactivity, and tried to bear with me with my horrible attempts at being verbose and talking too fast. I am dreadfully sorry. I apologize for that. So, but I hope you enjoy it nonetheless. And yeah. The walleye is why a waffle. Anyway, cheerio.